Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and Department of Veteran Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now the host of Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Tom Lyons.
Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're live from the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580 with my special co-host from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelido, and we'll be joined by the Chanhassen Mayor, Tom Furlong, and Post Commander Ron Schlungen, and also a special edition of Mail Call with the Family Assistance Center Supervisor Mike Farron. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Across the state, unemployment is a challenge, but it's a particular challenge for returning service members who have been out of the job market for the last year while serving our nation and state while on a deployment. Why hire today's veterans? I'll tell you why. Service members know how to be part of a team. They perform under pressure and are conscious of health and safety standards. They are instilled with values you can't find in everyone, like duty, honor, integrity, and respect. Returning veterans today are highly trained, well-educated, and experienced leaders. They are driven and will be the next generation of leaders for our state. So how do you find these strong employees that will bring value to your company or organizations? The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development has a website, MinnesotaWorks.net. Employers, post your job announcement on the MinnesotaWorks.net and label it veteran friendly. For additional information on hiring today's veterans, contact your local workforce center.
Thank you, General. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. We're joined now by my special co-host for the show from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelido. Commissioner, thanks for joining me out at the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580.
Well, thank you for having me.
Commissioner, some of our listeners may not know, you had a nice long military career going back to Vietnam.
Oh, yes. It was 12 days after I graduated from college. I had a job offer from my uncle. You probably know him, Uncle Sam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he gave me a deal, an offer I couldn't refuse. It's either you join or I'm going to make you join. So 12 days after I graduated from college, I was at a place called Fort Dix, New Jersey. And did I get an education? And so I spent 2 years, 10 months, and 28 days in uniform, but I wasn't counting. So, and it included a trip to Fort Dix, Fort Knox, then Fort Benning for officer candidate school, then stayed at Fort Benning, and then off to jungle school to get trained up to get an all-expense-paid trip to Southeast Asia. And the year in Vietnam where I served as an advisor, working with the Vietnamese primarily, and then a few Koreans, and then the least contact, surprisingly, was with Americans. But it was an exciting time. Came back, was out for about a year, kind of missing it, so I tell this story. I was dating my wife at the time, and across the hall was an officer. She's in the audience, giving me the dirty look. but anyway, across the hall was a young captain who was a Vietnam vet, and he was in the Guard, and he was looking for an officer. So he signed me up, and I said, I will do as long as it works. And 30-some years later, it apparently worked. And I retired the last 9 or 7 years as the Adjutant General for the state of Minnesota. So,
and you retired with one extra star, a brevet lieutenant general?
Yep, they gave me a third star. And then 2 months later, I...
You were going to take some time off, you told me, and all of a sudden you're the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
That's correct, yeah. The first month I was going on the retirement, I was going a little stir-crazy. Then the second month, I started to enjoy it, but I'd already submitted an application, and they offered me the position, and I accepted it. January 12th was my first anniversary. I'm having a ball. I'm in the right place. you know, for 10 years we were making veterans, and now we're taking care of veterans.
So, Commissioner, you went from Adjutant General in charge of about 14,000 Minnesota National Guard troops to Commissioner.
380,309, according to the last number of the Veterans Administration.
Minnesota veterans for you to take care of. That's a big job, isn't it?
It's a rewarding job, very, very rewarding.
So what does the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs do, sir?
He keeps his staff honest. I got some of them here in the audience kind of grinning on this. But really, there's a lot of systems and processes in place. What a lot of people don't realize, the veterans in the state of Minnesota bring in about $1.8 billion.
That's a lot of money to put
in
the economy.
And about $800 million of that goes to our vets' hospitals. The Minneapolis and St. Cloud are the primary ones. And that's the money that goes directly to the medical care. But the other billion goes to all of the things that we seem to be pretty transparent. There's claims, there's benefits, there's GI Bill, there's loans, insurance, housing, all of those things that take place, and that's involved. And what's interesting, as you do the number crunching, only 28% of the veterans in the state of Minnesota draw any of that money.
We're speaking to Commissioner Larry Shalitoff from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs at the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580 on Minnesota Military Radio, right here on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. Commissioner, I know you also oversee the veterans' homes, and one question that we get quite often is people confuse the VA, or the Veterans Administration, with the MDVA, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Can you clear that up a little bit?
Well, it is very confusing. That's why when you call our office, it has a speed dial that automatically switches you over. I'm serious. But the VA, the Veterans Affairs, is the federal side of the house. And that's where General Shinseki out of Washington, D.C. on down work all the federal programs. And then we have, at the state level, we've been tasked at the state to make sure that all of our veterans are fully aware and get the benefits that they have earned and deserve. So we don't have control over the county veteran service officers, but in every county we do have a county veteran service officer. They're critical. They are the point of contact. So we work in to assist them in doing their job. They are the point of contact. They are the key element. We, in turn, then have offices that work with them. They initiate many of the claims. Over 90% of the claims that we process are initiated by the county veteran service officers. They come to us, and we then help guide the veteran through the system to get benefits that they may need or deserve. Probably one of the most common benefits that the former director of the Minneapolis hospital talked about was, he kind of chuckled and says he didn't believe there was a veteran in the state of Minnesota that didn't have their hearing aids. So, because that's probably the most common aid that they're looking or seeking. So
Commissioner, then the County Veteran Service Officers and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs are the access point to veterans benefits from the VA?
Well, what we're working on, and we're working with the veteran service organizations, your American Legion, VFW. There's 9 congressionally authorized, mandated veteran service organizations in the state. And they have what we call a commander's task force they work with. But really what we're trying to do is get those veteran service organizations to work, and they become, because they're in the community, and they just ideally would grab that young returning veteran and walk him down to the county veteran service officer, sit him down in front of them and say, all right, get your paperwork started. At least find your paperwork. I'm going through some processes now, and I'm supposed to find paperwork that existed 40 years ago. You know, well, I got to dig deep. Guess what? I found it.
I'll bet you did. Commissioner, I've heard you talk about keeping our promises to our veterans and taking care of them. And I know you're coming into a busy season now with the legislature getting ready to fire up. What's going on in the commissioner's office in the next month or two?
Well, the biggest fear I have now is, and Tom, you know, you're a Vietnam vet.
Yes, sir.
I go back to, and I tell this story, 1975. There was a date that the Congress or somebody said the war is over. That was it. And everything just... What's happening is we've been at war for 10 years. In the state of Minnesota, over 41,000 of people who claim Minnesota as their resident served in OEF, OIF. Of that, over, well, just close to half of them were in country, in combat. That group is coming back. Plus, we're going to see a downsizing of the military and so forth. As you all have to do is listen to the national news. And so remember the term RIF? Remember that one?
Reduction in force.
Reduction in force. We are kind of anticipating a reduction in force. So I think my future battle right now is dealing with people saying, yes, things are going to be settling down. The Army's going to get smaller. But guess what? For 10 years, you've been creating this mass of veterans that will be coming back to the state of Minnesota. That's why this American Legion post that we're sitting in is so important, so that we can make sure that we get these veterans, we get them in, we get them identified, we get them connected, but we also get them to make sure that they take care of one another. The mantra that I've been pushing very strongly is we will, when they get deployed, they will... They have a phrase, we will leave no fallen soldier.
Leave no one behind.
No one behind. Now I want the veterans to adopt the phrase, we're going to bring them all the way home. We're not going to get them back in the States and then forget about them. We're going to bring them all the way home.
And we've got a new issue now because a bunch of them are going to be looking for work too, aren't they?
That is correct. They say up to the unemployment rate might be as high as 20% on the veterans. And it's... yeah, there's just so many systems. I will tell you, however, though, that there's organizations coming out of the woodwork trying to figure out ways that we can better work to contact, identify, and hire veterans. And that's my biggest... in fact, I don't know if you remember Barb O'Reilly.
Yes, sir.
She is now hired under with me. She retired from the Millet Guard, and I've got her. And her mission works with women and with employment, and she's doing an outstanding job.
Commissioner, we're going to have her on the show next week or the week after and see what she's up to.
All right.
We have to go to a break, but we've just got about a minute before we get there. Commissioner, when in your former job as TAG, there was a little program called Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk to the Chanhassen mayor about Chanhassen becoming a Yellow Ribbon entity. How important is that, sir?
Well, I'm very, very proud of Chanhassen. I'm very, very proud of the state of Minnesota and the Yellow Ribbon program, because that is going to be absolutely critical in achieving our goal of bringing them all the way home.
And we'll be right back with the mayor to talk about that. You're listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour from the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm Tom Lyons. Today's show, we're recording from the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580. My special co-host for the day is from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelledo. And joining us now is Chanhassen Mayor Tom Furlong and Post Commander Ron Schlungen. Gentlemen, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Mr. Mayor, there's some important things going on in Chanhassen, and as we talked with the Commissioner a little while ago, there's a thing called the Yellow Ribbon Network, and you've been working on that for some time, haven't you?
We have, yes. A group of citizens in the American Legion here in Chanhassen started the Yellow Ribbon program for Chanhassen back last summer.
And where did you first learn about the Yellow Ribbon Network, sir?
Well, actually, I learned about it when the commander, Schlangen here, approached me. I think it was perhaps at the 4th of July parade, and talked about... the need for the Yellow Ribbon program here in Chanhassen, and told me a little bit about the program. It sounded real good, so I was happy to be involved from the start.
So you were involved from the beginning, and where did you start, Mr. Mayor?
Well, the group got together, as I said, formally in August this last summer, but really I think as I looked at it, and I think as a number of the people involved in the group looked at it, it really was a continuation of many of the activities that have occurred over the years here in Chanhassen among the residents and businesses supporting our veterans. We have a number of activities at our schools and elsewhere here in town on Veterans Day. 4th of July parade is attended by tens of thousands of people each year, and there's always a salute to honoring veterans there. But it probably it really formalized itself, the support for our city, for our veterans, a few years ago with the dedication of our Veterans Monument. The Veterans Monument, which is located right next to our City Hall and our City Center Park, was really the culmination of a lot of effort by the Legion and by individuals in our city to create a place where people could come and by themselves think of quietly the people that they know that are serving. But it also served as a place for our city to gather, our community to gather on a regular basis to honor the dedication of those who have served and are serving, as well as those who will serve in the future.
Mr. Mayor, briefly, if we can, I know you're a politician and the mayor of Chanhassen. Chanhassen is a city on the west edge of the Twin Cities. How big is Chanhassen? How many people? It's a growing community, and it's a beautiful place.
We are a growing community, yes, thank you. We have just under 23,000 people here, great businesses, and a lot of community support, a number of very active community civic organizations as well.
And a lot of veterans out this way.
Absolutely.
Now, when you started working on the Yellow Ribbon program, did you visit some of the other Yellow Ribbon communities to learn what they were doing?
You know, we didn't. At least I didn't. A few of our other members of our steering committee did. We have received a good support from the National Guard and their representatives as well. So, but we recognize, just with the information on the website, that we're not the first to do this. Clearly, a number of cities have taken this step to become recognized as a Yellow Ribbon community. We're working towards that. We're moving towards that. We hope this coming spring for Memorial Day would be the time that we'd like to receive that proclamation. And we really see it as a continuation of what we do here anyway, and that's to serve as a vehicle to facilitate those in need and those who can serve that need.
Commander, it sounds like you're the one that got the mayor all stirred up about the Yellow Ribbon program. Tell us what happened in July.
July was special, especially for our post, in that we generally lead the parade with the color guard. But this year we added a junior honor guard to the parade. It was made up of children of deployed parents. We had 68 kids. They came from all over Minnesota. Some of them drove hundreds of miles. Several families came from Wisconsin, another one family from Dayton, Ohio, one from the state of Virginia. Chanhassen Rotary puts on a parade, and they estimated that the crowd at the parade was between 4,000 and 5,000 on regular years, and this year it went over 20,000 spectators, and we were part of that reason. The kids were given T-shirts. They were given dog tags with their names on them. A flag to carry, and they made the whole parade. They marched through the whole parade, and then they joined us in a picnic after the parade. So it was a very special event.
Well, it sounds like you did a pretty good job. You got the mayor's ear, and you got him all excited, and he's he's forming the Yellow Ribbon Committee here at Chanhassen. And back to you, Mr. Mayor. What about supporting military families gets you so excited?
Well, I think in addition to being mayor, I have a real job, as most mayors do. I'm a husband. I have five children, ages 7 to 15, and so I realize that there are many demands on families, especially families with children. Sports activities, scouting, school events, just simple homework, routine household chores, activities that need to be done on a daily basis. When I receive a call from my wife at work during the day that something's wrong, or if I come home at night and at the end of a work day and she said, none of the homework got done this afternoon, I need your help, at least I'm there to help. I can only imagine the stress and frustration that a husband or wife, a father, mother might have if they were deployed serving our country elsewhere. And that same call came, the toilet's backed up, I can't get things done. I don't have rides for all the children. I see the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon really as an opportunity for us as a community in Chanhassen, but really for all the communities across the state of Minnesota, where we can help families of deployed servicemen and women in need when they're elsewhere serving our country.
Mr. Mayor, we're going to come back to this and talk a little bit more about the Yellow Ribbon Program and get some input from the commissioner about some of the other Yellow Ribbon communities. But first, let's visit this week's Support Our Troops Showcase and discuss a weekend get-together at Craigan's Resort for Yellow Ribbon Network volunteers. In late February, Steve Campos will connect with his Yellow Ribbon peers. He's a volunteer with the Cottage Grove Yellow Ribbon Network and is always looking for ways to improve his network. At the Yellow Ribbon Rendezvous, February 24th through the 26th, Steve will be able to swap ideas with other Yellow Ribbon volunteers across the state. The goal? To network and improve on efforts already in place that support service members and their families.
But the Yellow Ribbon Rendezvous won't be all work. Volunteers are encouraged to bring their family for the weekend that offers many winter activities. As an avid fisherman, Steve will be enrolled in the fishing contest on Saturday. Other families can participate in horse-drawn trolley rides or snowmobile guides. A silent auction will take place from Friday to Sunday, and all proceeds will go to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
For $275, your family can enroll in the Yellow Ribbon Rendezvous. The fee gets you two nights in a fireplace room and access to all activities, a dinner and a breakfast the Sunday morning. Experiencing financial hardship? There are some free sponsorships available. Thank you to Craigan's Resort on Gull Lake and Yellow Ribbon Networks for sponsoring the Yellow Ribbon Rendezvous. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is a comprehensive program that creates awareness, connecting service members and their families with community support, training, services, and resources. To learn how you can attend the Yellow Ribbon Rendezvous, click on the Events and Deals button at beyondtheyellowribbon.org. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, united to bring service members all the way home. Coming up next, we'll learn more about the Chanhassen Yellow Ribbon Network and the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580 on Minnesota Military Radio, right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm Tom Lyons, and we're broadcasting today from the beautiful Chanhassen American Legion Post 580. My special co-host for the day is Commissioner Larry Shelado, and we've been joined by Chanhassen Mayor Tom Furlong and Post Commander Ron Schlungen. Commander, can you tell us a little bit about your post home and the American Legion here in Chanhassen?
Yes, be glad to. This post was formed in 1952, and in April we will be celebrating our 60th year. However, have only been commander here. I'm on my second term. We're truly blessed to have a community that is such a veteran supportive community, a military family supportive community, and that goes through all of the segments of the community and starts with the mayor, and we really appreciate that. In looking how this building, this club here of ours, has become a destination for so many people, it's due to many of our veteran members here doing their volunteer work, making it a good legion, a veteran supportive, a military supportive, and now to have the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program added to that. When I think of the veterans, I shouldn't say veterans, when I think of the soldiers serving in war, I think of survival. And we have a lot of them from Minnesota that are now over there and are surviving, or heaven forbid, not. And then when they come back, they wind up with a whole new set of survival issues. They want their marriage to survive, they want their relationships to survive, they want their income, and it goes on and on. Both of those survival areas have fear associated with them. And handling the fear in a combat situation is one thing. Coming back to a country that you've just fought for and you see it as such a great place in the world, and to be faced with additional fears, many of which you find interesting in how you're going to handle. We do a lot of training of the military and in some ways help handle that fear. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is, I think, a great and unique way to let the community help those soldiers, those veterans, to come back into their homes and, like General Shalato says, bring them all the way home. And it lets us as a community us as a veteran organization support all of that and make their lives easier, and hopefully have them survive through every issue that they face coming through that process.
And it's great to see that you and the Post and your members are active in helping the mayor start the Yellow Ribbon program. Commissioner, when you were Adjutant General, you started a program called Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and it was a reintegration program for troops coming home. But it's become much more, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it has. When it first started, we identified four what I call centers of gravity in the community. It was the clergy, the school systems, the law enforcement, public agents, public service, and then the what I call the business community, which normally would be one of the service clubs. So I visited about 20 different communities and talked to all four of them, and just trying to get increase the awareness of what might happen. And, you know, there's an old saying, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And people were grabbing onto it and expanding upon it and making it better. So now it was, then we got into what I called the C's. We had a Yellow Ribbon community, we had a Yellow Ribbon college, we had a Yellow Ribbon county, we had a Yellow Ribbon church, we had a Yellow Ribbon, you know, whatever, I'm not sure.
Companies, sir.
Companies, I'm sorry, yes. And even a Yellow Ribbon co-host. So we're very, very fortunate, and so it has had transcended. And as we look at this, I'm very, very pleased with Chan Hassan and all the communities that have stepped forward. And it's bigger than just the deployments and the returning home. It's taking care of our neighbors and our friends and our family. I've had deployed soldiers who had 20 people at the deployment ceremony, the wife and then 19 others that were there to support them and take care of them. And sitting right next to that one would be the young mother with a young child alone, you know. So I'd always have to say, well, if you're taking care of, that's great and wonderful, then you start taking care of someone else. And it's you know, in my case, I've got a neighbor. I've just made a deliberate decision. He had an injury. So when the snow hits, I'm going to shovel the sidewalk. It's just because. And he's not a veteran. That's immaterial. So this is something I think that's absolutely critical and important. And I hope the communities realize that this is greater than just this deployment. This is something that hopefully can continue and expand upon and make each and every community in the state of Minnesota stronger.
This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, and we're broadcasting from the Chan Hassan American Legion Post 580 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Commissioner, as you know, we broadcast this show live from Kuwait in November. And the commander of the 1st Brigade Combat Team, Colonel Eric Kurska, was on the show, and he told us how important it is to him and his soldiers to know that there are support systems back in the States for their family and back in Minnesota. And he went on at length about the Yellow Ribbon program. Did you ever imagine when this started that we'd have 100, almost 100 Yellow Ribbon entities and we're counting and it's really taken off, sir?
No. I remember some of the fondest memories were, and favorite story was, but it was one of the, it's what they call the rec center at Camp Ripley, and we had the families and the parents and the troops back. And I'd have the parents come up to me and say, thank you, thank you. This is what we really, really needed. I'd have the spouses and the kids come up and say, thank you, thank you. This is really what we needed. Then I'd have the troops come up and they'd say, can we get out of here a couple hours early? You know, they just weren't getting it. They weren't getting it. But then again, all of a sudden, they started to see the cycle, and they saw what happened to others. So when it was their turn to go to the box, go into theater, all of a sudden they knew that I didn't want that to happen to my spouse or my kids or my family. And so it's grown and became exponential, and it's something that... it took a long time to soak in and be understood, and hopefully it's something that just won't dissipate once the war is over.
Mr. Mayor, when we were over in Kuwait, I was talking to the commander, and he said, can you imagine you're over here for a year and your family's home alone, and there's an emergency of some kind. And today's technology, they find out about it immediately. And those soldiers have to be over there on duty, doing their duty, and focused. And you can just imagine how helpless they feel, half a world away, not able to do anything. But then just imagine how good they feel knowing that there's a Yellow Ribbon community and there's a Minnesota Military Family Foundation there to help support their families while they're gone. Now, you're hip deep in this development of the Yellow Ribbon Network for Chanhassen. What do you need to finish? Volunteers, military, and how good do you feel about this, sir?
Well, I feel very good about the Yellow Ribbon Committee here in Chanhassen and the people involved with it. We had our kickoff meeting in November. Over nearly 100 people came. We were fortunate and honored to have Congressman John Klein join us for a welcome. We filled the room that we're sitting in now at the Chanhassen American Legion with people interested in helping others. And ultimately, that's what Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is about, is people willing and able to help others. From that, we received a number of commitments from people to volunteer. We're in the process with Chanhassen right now, with our committee, of forming committees, identifying action steps that we need to take. One, to move towards the proclamation, which is important, but two, really to organize and to make sure that when the needs are identified, that we have resources in place to do that. So what we're looking for, and I'm sure what each Yellow Ribbon Committee across the state is looking for, are volunteers, people that are willing to help when there's a need. And we're also looking for families. One of the biggest challenges I think we have, perhaps it's also with other cities and organizations, is identifying those families and needs. Military family, by their very nature, is a very proud family, and oftentimes they don't ask for help. I enjoyed listening to the story of one woman whose husband was deployed recently, and she said that she never asked for help. She could handle everything on her own. But when her neighbor came over and mowed her lawn, she never objected either, because that was something that one less thing that she had to do. And so sometimes it really is just neighbors helping neighbors. They don't need a formal organization like Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, but other times there is a need, and that's where Beyond the Yellow Ribbon can facilitate putting people in need together with those that can serve the need.
Gentlemen, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll see if some of the members of the American Legion Post 580 have some questions, and we'll play Stump the Commissioner and Stump the Mayor. And we'll also hear from the Family Assistance Center's Supervisor Mike Farron about our mailbag question of the week. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, recording from the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580 on Twin Cities News Talk AM 1130. Please stay with us. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and my special co-host today is Commissioner Larry Shalito, and we're broadcasting from the Chanhassen American Legion Post, along with Chanhassen Mayor Tom Furlong and Chanhassen American Legion Commander Ron Schlanger. Gentlemen, this is Stump the Commissioner and Stump the Mayor, time for some questions from the Post. And I had a gentleman walk up to me, and the first question was, when you're providing services from the Yellow Ribbon Network, how do you find the military families that might need something? These are proud families, Commissioner. How do you connect with those that might need some help?
Okay, that is probably one of the key problems that we experienced right away. First of all, you have to understand that units cannot give out that information, all right? That is protected information. The last thing they need is some strange person calling them up in odd hours. So it's not public information, it's private. Now, having said that, our service members go to churches, they have jobs, they are in the community, they're your next door neighbor. And so what I use the phrase, I expect every veteran, but I'm really expecting everyone in the community that has people deployed to be bird dogs. And a bird dog is that pretty good person that goes out there, finds them, and flushes them out. The second thing we've learned in the history of this is if you ask them if they need help, I guarantee you 90-some% of the time they'll say no. So what we have learned is when in doubt, do it. And Mayor, you used the example of just mowing the lawn. They right. did not say no. They didn't say stop. When I was shoveling my neighbor's driveway, he came out and says, "You don't need to do that." And I says, "I know that I don't need to, but I want to." And in essence, I do need to, because it's for me also. Again, so when you help these veterans and their families, there's, I always debate who gets the better reward, the person doing it versus the one who is receiving it. So don't ask. Just be proactive. Do the job. And you'll find them. They're there.
Then our next question.
Yes, I'm a business owner in Carver County. And what to the veterans, how can they, I want to hire some veterans, and how can they, what core values do they bring to me and help me with my business?
Commissioner, when they come back from these deployments, what kind of employees do we have?
Well, I was once in a workshop where the employers were asking the similar question. And I said, well, what kind of training do you need them to have? And he says, I need them to know one thing, show up on time. All right, we'll do the rest. But basically what you're getting is, one, they're all high school educated, minimum. That's, you can't get in without it. They are medically fit, mentally, their background checks are taken care of. So you got a lot of screening that has taken place. You don't get in the military anymore with a bad record. The second is they have demonstrated that they can take orders. They are disciplined. They know what's right, and they follow directions. And they also have identified and gone through a whole series of things that they've learned a lot of things that are basically new material, and they learn quickly and effectively. And more importantly, they as an individual have grown exponentially in their self-confidence and awareness of what they are capable of doing. One of the problems we had with, it's not a problem per se, but a lot of our people that came back from deployment said, you know, I cannot really necessarily go back to the old job. I am more capable and I'm stronger and better than what I, you know, I can't flip burgers anymore. And I'm not being disrespectful for the hamburger place, but I'm just saying that they have become more confident. Now, the problem they have is that they're so disciplined and so structured that it scares some of the employers. You know, and they're just getting, you know, I mean, I've had parents say, my son called me something that I thought he would never do. What was that? Sir. He called me sir. So they are just positive, solid people. And they have MOSs, military occupational skills or specialties, that can match to the job that you're doing. And if you want a person that will show up on time, that's willing to learn and is respectful and knows how to deal with people, hire a veteran.
Coming back from a deployment, it's pretty easy to show up at work and do a good job when there's nobody shooting at you and there aren't any bombs going off. Next question.
Hi, my name is John, and I'm a resident of Chanhassen. And my question for you is, as this gentleman, sometimes families don't always know exactly what services they'll be needing in reintegrating. That's part of the issue. As far as helping these families out, could you go over again the contact information of where best to get that?
Mr. Mayor, you want to try that one?
Well, I'd be happy to. I think the county services, county offices of Veterans Affairs, is a good place to start as well. If each county has one, and they know what resources are available and where they are and how to get people in touch with them. If you're not sure who to contact there, certainly start at City Hall, whether it's here in Chanhassen or any City Hall, would be another place to start to get in touch with people that know what those services are and really can put them in touch. Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, obviously, can help as well. And so for those cities like Chanhassen that's either information stage or has a program in place already, that would be another opportunity to make some initial contacts and find some resources.
And if I can add to that too, also a lot of times there's personal situations and issues and so forth, marital stress and children and et cetera. The legislature, Minnesota State Legislature, has stepped forward and they're supporting us in what we call CORE. And it's an acronym for basically it's partnership with Lucent Social Service, where we will get our veterans in there and they will see professional counseling should they need it, and we will pay for it. So it's a point of contact. You can call our office at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, or if they're in the unit, like they were there, come back from a guard unit, they could contact that unit. But the state has stepped forward because this is a very serious issue and everyone wants to address it. What was of interest also, just for everyone's information, is a lot of things don't manifest themselves until about 18 to 24 months out. So it's not just coming home in the first few weeks.
Thank you for your questions. It's time for mail call, and some time ago we got a question from Apple Valley. Where do soldiers who have not been overseas but still served receive help financially for mortgage payments and utilities? And joining us now to answer this question is Mike Farron, the supervisor of the Family Assistance Centers. It's a pretty good question, Mike. What are you going to do with it?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a little biased, so I'm going to say contact your local Family Assistance Center directly, because every location has local resources that are going to address those type of issues, financial, anything, counseling, those type of things. Some of them better known resources that they can contact directly if they don't want to go to a Family Assistance Center would be like the establishment we're sitting in now, the local VFWs, American Legions, your local churches in your community. You can also go through the county emergency assistance programs. A lot of those programs will make you sign up for public assistance. The Salvation Army is always a good opportunity to go to. We also partner with Lutheran Social Services, their core program, so we offer free budgeting assistance and financial counseling through that. That's also through our office. Also, many Yellow Ribbon networks have become 501c3 organizations. If you contact a Family Assistance Center, we can get you connected with those, and they may offer some assistance on that side of the house as well. There's also a newer website. It's called Reserve Aid, reserveaid.com or .org. I think it's .org. And the website is set up nationally for service members to receive assistance for rent, utilities, those type of things. It takes a little bit longer, but it is an opportunity. Also, through the Family Assistance Centers, we do process and access the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for grants.
We know all about that. Now, Mike, just a quick follow-up. Commissioner said that the Family Assistance Centers, of course, you're part of that, and a big answer, but the County Veteran Service Officers is always a good place to start as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. That should probably be your first go-to, and then they typically, we work very closely with the CVSOs or County Vet Service Officers. A lot of times they'll refer that service member or family member back to us for financial support.
Thanks, Mike.
You're very welcome, sir.
For our listeners, if you have questions, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com and you click on Contact Us and send in your questions. We'll answer them as soon as we can. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Minnesota Military Radio Hour from the Chanhassen American Legion Post 580. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week. My co-host from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Larry Shelido, Chanhassen Mayor Tom Furlong, Chanhassen American Legion Commander Ron Schlanger, Family Assistant Supervisor Mike Farron, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk to the Minnesota Commander's Task Force and we visit with Doug Bly from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard. That's next Sunday morning at 7 right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. And from the Chanhassen American Legion, I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.